This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
Well, actually, I did take lessons. I didn't become too stupid on my own. I went to... No, I won't say it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Welcome to another, what I believe to be, is a session of sanity. Give you a little bit of input. Let you make up your own mind, though. Yeah, I'm not interested in telling you what to think. I want to get you to think. Look, some of you spew party line. No. You might as well become part of the Borg. You know what I'm saying? Some of you spew the religious line because you hear it every Sunday and you think it's truth. You know, I'm a Christian. You guys know if you've been listening at all, you know that's true. I don't just take what the pastor says as gospel truth, as they say. I check out what he has to say. I check out what my party has to say. I'm not always in agreement with my party. I'm about 20% on board with this new health care plan. I don't even call it what you want. Ryan Care, Trump Care. It's all a joke. My 20%, though, is it has to be replaced. That's my 20%. My 20%, I don't know why they just, see, I wasn't going to go down this road, but I don't know why they just didn't take the Obamacare, right, and ignore it for just a little bit. Sit down with a blank white piece of paper, bring in insurance people, bring in doctors, bring in, attorneys, and go through this thing and decide what we, look. Do we need, maybe we need catastrophic health care, and maybe we need to get it back, you know, as Star Parker was saying the other day, get it back to a community-based scenario. When I grew up as a kid in Boston, there were clinics all over the place, and they were free to the locals. Now, I don't know if money was being donated. I don't know if it was paid for by the state. I don't know what went down, but they didn't need, quote-unquote, health insurance. The community took care of them to a big degree. It's like you see happen now in a lot of times when a young person has cancer or something pops up and family's not ready for it. The community comes together to help out. There's nothing wrong with that. Because even insurance doesn't always work out the way you think it does. Okay, even insurance has what? The deductibles, things they won't cover. There are people that had their doctors, they had their plans, they loved what was going on in their medical life. And then come along the Affordable Care Act. There you go. We'll make it all right for you. Not really. Nancy Pelosi, I talked about this tonight too, she got stung. We need to see more of this happen. She touted on Twitter how great the Affordable Care Act was and send us your stories and include POTUS. And she gave the hashtag, whatever it's called on Twitter for POTUS. And I think she, about halfway through the responses, she probably went to shoot herself in the head. Fired one of her staff for not stopping her from doing something. That's stupid. Look, the selfishness behind this is the few, and I'm going to call it selfishness. You may not like it. The few that have benefited, and I mean few, because those numbers you're getting are relying on malarkey. To put it in Uncle Joe's terms. Right? The few that benefited from ACA shouldn't outweigh the multitudes that have been hurt by it. People that were going to the same doctor for 15, 20 years couldn't go to their doctor. People that were on the same plan that was giving them the cancer treatments that they wanted to get they no longer could do. And the insurance group they belonged to, now they couldn't do anymore. Not only that, they had to pay more for not being able to go to their doctor. They had to pay more premiums, they had to pay more deductibles, and coming up this year, some of those people were going to be paying 65% more. A couple, 140% more. And this proves you that the far left, everything with them is backwards. It's 180 degrees from reality. How is it an Affordable Care Act when it costs you more, gives you less, and then it's going to go up to give you less? How do we not beat the drums and call them on the carpet for that while they try to call us out on this other thing, which is a sham too? Anyhow, it is appalling. It is irritating as heck. It is wrong to no degree. This is why Trump won. Trump did not win because he was, some of you are going to throw something at me, that he was the totally best guy for the job. You know what it was? It was because he wasn't a politician. It was because he couldn't be bought. It was because he was going to take a different look at things. He would come at things from a different viewpoint. He didn't have to worry about whose payroll he's going to be on when he leaves. What best-selling book? Oh, he already had that one. How is he going to make sure he doesn't end up broke like the Clintons did when they left the White House? Oh, that's too late. He can't end up broke, as you say. Anyway, it's just amazing to me, the hypocrisy from the left. The hypocrisy and, somebody accused me and said, all you do is beat on them, you don't give any solutions. Yeah, actually, I do have a solution for the left, okay? Knock it off! I got another email from somebody this morning, never a Trumper or something like that again. Not my president, that was it. And I said, you're nothing but a hypocrite, because you lectured us for 8 years as to whether we liked Obama, didn't like Obama, whether we thought what he was doing was wrong. That he was still our president, and we had to deal with it. But they don't have to. I'm kind of happy they've lost their minds. Because the true insanity of the far left is rising to the top, and they can't control it. This is like road rage, only it's political rage. They just can't control themselves. So we come back. The big, empty safe for Rachel Maddow. Thought it was going to save her career. I'm sure she heard a flushing sound. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
Don't you love it? We are back. You're listening to The Rail Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend. I don't care if you're needling me, right? I don't care. Yeah, everybody's got this little cough hanging in there. And we don't make enough money to have a cough button. Unless you want to send me some more money, I'm good with that. Yeah, but anyhow, Yeah, I love when the screen pops up in front of me. Hey, you got to. American made. It's all about being American made. I really want you to push hard. With 94 million Americans out of work, I want you to push hard to buy American. Do the best you can. I know there's a lot of stuff made in Mexico, a lot of stuff made overseas. Parts and pieces made overseas. They come back here, and we put them back together here. Anyway, do what you can for that. Also, hop up to my website. Talk about American made and buying American made. Hop up to my website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, you don't need to. No joke, you don't need to. You know? These labels have been placed on us by the left. We have allowed the left to rewrite the thesaurus, rewrite the dictionaries, rewrite all the words that we use on a daily basis to mean something they don't. You've heard me say this before. I mean, you're talking about racist, right? Somebody called you a racist 10, 15 years ago. You may have stopped and thought, what am I saying? What am I doing? Why do people think that about me? That's how bad it was. Now you stop. I stop and go, well, okay, I got their attention. Because I don't believe for a minute that I'm being a racist. I don't believe for a minute that they even know what they're talking about. Because, again, they try to scare you. They try to make you feel bad, look bad, whatever. It's like the white shaming, right? What's going on campus? You have kids crying because they feel bad about being white. Hello? Feeling bad about being white? Are we serious? As we've been told about black people, they can't change anything. They can't change their skin color. Well, neither can the white folks. And how do you hold white folks accountable for stuff that was done 100, 150 years ago? How do you hold a young white person accountable for that? You can't, and you shouldn't, and it's wrong. Because you're doing exactly what you don't want to be. I always found that amazing. All the things they find that are wrong about society, they do to the right. So the big nothing last night, you've seen the jokes about Geraldo Rivera's Al Capone safe. They opened it up. They found nothing in there, but I think it was a stop sign and a bottle of booze, empty bottle of booze. You know, I'm sure his guys cleaned the place out or cleaned all his stuff out once he died or once it looked like he was going to die in the hospital. Rachel Maddow had the scoop of the century. She had President Donald Trump's tax returns. And the process undermined the left's speculation that he was a tax dodger. Remember, that's what we're saying. We're going to see, if he ever releases his taxes, we're going to see that, A, he's not a millionaire, not as rich as he said he is, and B, that he's not paying taxes. Well, guess what? See, they're idiots. Every time they do something like this, do they even sit in a room, or did Maddow like fold those up and put them in her purse or something and decide, I'm not letting anybody see them until they come out because they're going to hit like a, no, there was a big fizzle. So like a firecracker with wet gunpowder in it. Right? You saw the fuse, nothing happened. Now, Trump was set to hit the road for a stop at Detroit and rally in Tennessee on Wednesday. He kicked off his travel with a victory lap on Twitter. Right? Reporter David K. Johnson revealed the 2005 Trump tax documents to MSNBC host Rachel Maddow. Johnson said he found the president's 1040 form in the mail. Uh-huh. A story Trump wasn't buying. He took and listen, it doesn't matter. Right? She's not supposed to show those. Does anybody really believe that a reporter that nobody has ever heard about before found these things in his mailbox? Right. If I was going to unload, if I was going to make sure that somebody got what I thought was the story of the century, do you honestly believe I'd give them to a D-class reporter? Seriously? Now, Johnson's story about finding the tax documents in the mail mirrors how a New York Times reporter was mailed Trump's tax form in 1995. I mean, all these anonymous sources. The tax document which showed Trump made $153 million in 2005, paid $36 million in income tax, $38 million in total taxes. Not really a bombshell, is it? Right, he paid close to 25% in taxes. Think about that. And now they're saying that Donald sent this to me. Donald probably made sure I got it. Donald probably made sure it was leaked. You know, it was leaked from the White House. It was all to get people's minds off the Affordable Care Act or the Unaffordable Care Act or whatever you want to call it. I mean, now they screw up, and now they're looking for reasons why it wasn't their fault again. This is a sickness of the far left. Nothing is their fault. They make absolutely no mistakes. It's everybody else's fault that they're in the situation they're in. Isn't that amazing? Now, Johnson's a longtime reporter. He actually won a Pulitzer Prize in 2001 and had the cojones to say, it's very possible that Donald sent this to me to make me look bad. Donald has a long history of leaking material about himself to make himself look good. Oh, God. Former Trump deputy campaign manager David Bossie told Fox and Friends on Wednesday that Johnson's charge was just nuts. Right? And again, it goes back to, why is it that everything that comes out of the left's mouth, right, when one of their legislators, when one of their electeds, when one of their reporters or commentators, yeah, there you go. All right. When they say something, it's gospel truth. There's no shade of gray or lying in there. But when somebody on the right, whether it be a legislator or one of our people in the media, it's a lie. As far as they're concerned, it's a lie. Again, I say, it's a sickness. And there's the proof. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block Hip Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Them's the war drums. Hey, they brought it on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really appreciate you tuning in, taking the time to listen and to comment. And please comment. Look, we are on Facebook. We are on YouTube. We're all over the place, okay? When it comes to the Internet, we're like horse manure on a ranch. You really can't go anywhere without tripping over us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like everybody else. You know, we're just talking about the big fizzle. Right? The big fizzle loss. And maybe she can go. I'll tell you what. She's so successful at this stuff, right? Maybe she can go look for Jimmy Hoffa's body. What do you think? Maybe she can go look for the Affordable Care Act. Maybe actually go look for how Obamacare saved people money. I mean, that would be, in and of itself, a monumental feat, don't you think? No, they do. They live in a totally alternate universe. The White House, in a Tuesday night statement, called the tax story a sign that Maddow was desperate for ratings. A senior administration official added, it was totally illegal to steal and publish tax returns. Now, you can't get them. Who gets them legally, right? I'll tell you who gets them legally. And there's a dozen ways to do this. The IRS is the only person that gets them truly, honestly, pure in a pure way legally. Now, the banks that he deals with, oh, they probably get them too. They need them. I don't know if they need the whole packet, but they usually ask you at least for the front couple of pages. So it could be any one of the many bank dealings he has. It could be any one of the, you know, an IRS agent that's really teed off at, or an IRS person that's really teed off at Trump. I mean, there's a dozen ways that could be coming through, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Maddow argues the returns were not illegally published and said that MSNBC really merely exercises First Amendment right to publish information in the public interest. The unauthorized publishing of federal tax returns is, though, a criminal offense. See, you can't hide behind, you know, like, what is it, these libel suits or slander suits? You can't hide behind the First Amendment on that. It's the same thing here. If it's against federal law to publish somebody's tax returns, it doesn't matter how you got them or put them up. Most of the posts revealed chatter focused on how Maddow overhyped the report and took too long. It took about 20 minutes to even break the story on her own show, a delay that allowed other publications and TV shows to report on the tax news ahead of her. Right? She thinks, she really believes it. She's so smart, so smug, so above it all. You should, the night that Trump won, this is your America. Remember that? This is what you voted for. Well, this is what some of you voted for. This is your America. Now you have to live with it. I mean, they have these holier-than-thou attitudes. They wonder why. Look, here's the thing. We despise them, but we don't treat them like they treat us. And they hate us. And they treat us like they hate us. Think about it. They really do. The way they talk down. The way they condescend. The way they... The condescending tone, attitude that they have towards us. Maddow helped Trump by showing he paid $38 million in taxes. Right? I mean, seriously. This was written by a Democrat, William Jacobson, who said, you know, really, think about it. Think about what they did for him. And when Trump comes out and he says, you know, yeah, taxes are too high, and yes, I took every advantage of the tax loopholes. I made $150 plus million. I paid $38 million in taxes. And that's too much darn money. I could have put other people to work for that. Right? Isn't that what he said? And how many other taxes? You're all going to the tax accountants right now. How many of you are telling the tax accountant, hey, do not take any of the legal deductions I get because I want to pay my fair share of taxes and more. I don't think it's right to take deductions. And then for some of you that just, you drive me out of my cotton-picking mind when you talk about businesses taking deductions. Deductions that they shouldn't get. Well, let me tell you what. How does, if the business can't take its deductions, how does it make money? How does it make money to put money aside to buy new machines when the machines go bad? Or we could do it your way. Some of you who think you're smart. Don't allow the business any deductions. That way they won't have enough money to bring in more people. When machines go bad, instead of you keeping your job because you're the operator of that machine, you get fired because they don't have enough money to buy another machine. It's just amazing. You know, it's funny how many government agencies dictate to companies how much their profit margins can be. And then the one day why they get shoddy work, because you're not having the best of the best in there bidding those jobs. Don't dictate. Let the best of the best. And I don't think you should always have to take the lowest bid. That's my own personal opinion. Because really, when you look at some of these projects that the cities, towns, and school boards are doing, they take the low bid, they get a shoddy contractor, and then there's change orders in there that frankly bring it up closer to where the highest bid was. The difference was the guys who did the highest bid took everything into consideration on their own. Back to Maddow. I don't know how I do that. I don't want to tell you. So Donald Trump Jr. sent out a slew of tweets lambasting Maddow, the Maddow segment, and highlighted the millions of dollars in taxes his dad has now it's been proven that he has paid. Percentages that were nowhere near what some of those jack wagons, you know, as they're screaming, they're yelling that people don't pay their fair share. Like Mr. Obama, he paid less than Donald Trump. Did he pay his fair share? You think? Right? Trump also took aim at rapper Snoop Dogg, who took literally aim at an actor dressed up as Trump in his new music video, pretending to shoot the man. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Oh, let's leave it at Snoop Dogg, right? Can you imagine if Snoop Dogg did that same video? And he aimed and fired a gun at President Obama? Don't you think somebody would have paid him a visit? Don't you think there would have been jail time? Don't you think something would have happened to him? Or you think nothing would have? You know, he's got a career that's taking a nosedive anyhow, but that's beside the point. Trump also previewed his Wednesday travel schedule and boasted of his early success in bringing auto manufacturing jobs back to America. He says, we're going to be going to Detroit. You know, for a big meeting, I'm bringing back car production. And to a degree, it's already happening, but not to the level it needs to. You know, it's very hard. It's easy to say, look, he's failing, he's not doing this, he's not doing that, but how does he bring these jobs back? How does he bring these companies back here, having them spend their money here, when he can't get tax reform done? When you guys won't allow him to do what he needs to do? Now, I'm not joking, I'm serious. How does that happen? Because you can't just do what California does. You know, the governor here is a real piece of work, as many of you know. I specifically know of several companies that tried to bring their company heads that tried to bring their companies to California. And because the attitude of the governor's office is, we don't have to do anything for you. Because you want to be in California anyhow. You'll come here eventually. And what's that done to the economy? What's that done to that? Look, we're losing large companies. I'm not talking about companies that have 2,000 employees. I'm talking about companies that have 10, 15, 20,000 employees. How long do you think that can go on? No joke. Think about it. How long do you think that can go on? You know, that's that holier than thou. No, we're California. We're great. Everybody loves us. Who wouldn't want to bring their company here? Well, you're right. Who wouldn't want to bring their company here? The question is, who's going to bring their company here? If you're making it cost prohibitive, hard to do business. Do you know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There's a lot going on. I mean, so much going on. And then tonight we've got, who do we have? Oh, we're going to have Dale Bellis on with Liberty Health Show to talk about how the new unaffordable, unconceivable, well, we should have one called the Unaffordable Care Act, the other one's the Unconceivable Care Act. Yeah. I don't know how our guys on the right can actually try to sell this to you with a smile on their face. It's just totally beyond me. And what else was I saying? Come on, English, Messina. So we got that. Oh, and who's the second one? We got Bellis. Oh, God, gee. Retired General Paul Vallely. Talk about truly. He just got back from Russia. We're going to talk about his trip and really what's going on in the Middle East. We'll be right back. You'll see them in the real soon.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of
Rumba Beat.
When I play the maracas, I go chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom.
I don't know. Can we use Chicky anymore?
So many movies. That are kind of whacked. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. So last night, before we, my wife and I went to bed, I got up in the bedroom first for the first time in a long time. Anyway, so I get up there and I turn the TV on and Blazing Saddles is coming on. I just started. It's cable TV, obviously, right? So I turn it on And I thought it was the revised version that I've seen on TV for years, right? I'm not ready for this. And they used all kinds of terms from the 70s, the N-word being the one used the most. And innuendos and all kinds of stuff that today they would have been picketing the movie theaters. They would have been picketing the distribution company. The PC police would have been out there writing more tickets, killing more trees than you could imagine. I mean, seriously. So, and it wasn't for gratuitous laughter. It was to show you how stupid. I mean, how stupid the things that we thought, again, satire works. I don't care what some of you think. You get all crazy about it. But satire will work if you let it.
people get to see exactly how stupid what they're saying and what they're thinking is, right? It's like, what was it, All in the Family. Remember the sitcom All in the Family? You know, people want to scream about how racist that was. And I got to tell you something. Maybe it was in a lot of ways, but how in God's creation are you going to see how dumb some of those things you believe are, those things that you say, things you thought to be truth? And maybe you need to hear from somebody else before you realize, man, that's bad. Right? That's just dumb at every level. So I don't know. I look at this stuff from a whole different mindset. Speaking of out of control stupid, oh, God, these places are amazing. California school bans tag on a playground because they touch too hard. Yeah, because you got one or two yo-hos. You know, kids are playing. They're burning off steam. Let's give them nap time so they can get more in touch with their diversity side. A California elementary school banned the childhood game tag on the playground as part of a new procedures at the school aimed at reducing physical contact. Physical contact? Can't have any of that. No hugging, no patting somebody on the head. No, we can't do any of that. The principal at Gold Ridge Elementary School sent a letter to four parents late last week to inform about warnings and punishment that they're... I love it. Warning and punishments that their children will receive for roughhousing during recess. Today, we implement new procedures at school aimed at reducing physical contact and related to problem behavior, said David Farkle. Students were instructed that physical contact, including tag games, touch football, were not allowed in the yard anymore. What do you do? Just stand there, run around in circles, and not touch anybody? What if you touch yourself? Think that would be okay? The letter explained the school's a ratcheting discipline system for students who don't obey, which include a warning and walk with the yard supervisor. Oh, you have to walk with the yard supervisor. That's terrible. Upon the first offense, a referral to the principal's office for second offense and a parent-teacher-principal conference if the problem persists. Today, your child received a warning for unsafe physical play, tag, or pushing. Farkle wrote to the parents, they walked with the yard supervisor the remainder of recess. My principal doesn't want us to have tag at school because people, they touch too hard. That's what a little fourth grader told a local news source. I don't really like it, she said. I mean, I don't really play tag, but I don't think it's fair for everyone else that plays tag. Well, the four-year-old has more common sense than the principal does, doesn't he? Sam Hammer, the father of two Gold Ridge students, doesn't like the ban either. He said, I don't personally agree with it, he said. It's something we all did as kids. I've never seen any harm come from it. Folsom-Cordova Unified School District spokesman Daniel Figpen defended the ban and said that the warnings were only sent to a handful of parents. So what are you saying, only a handful of kids are bad? Come on. In this case, the kids were getting too rough, so the school told them to stop playing those games, he told CBS. No, you don't tell them to stop playing. You teach them. It's a learning moment. You don't cut it out. That's why you got the snowflakes you have. They can't deal with any adversity. Right? No, come on. Think about it. You take these kids. Instead of teaching them the right way to do something, instead of teaching them how to control themselves, God forbid, right? Think about it. Instead of teaching them how to control, let them stay out of control, or they can't do anything at all. Let's not infringe upon them. Let's not stifle their creativity. God, these people, these well-educated. Yeah, see, I told you, I'm all over the place. I'm thinking about Nancy Pelosi talking about the flyover states where the people aren't educated. Those are the people I want running my schools, okay? If this is my choice, these lunatics that won't teach the kids to control themselves, but rather just take the activity away from them, right? Let the rest suffer. He even said it's a small handful of kids. So if they can't control themselves, why does everybody else have to suffer? The mother of four, Katie Estevez, said she's not concerned about her children playing tag, but understands the need to keep kids safe. Really? Really, Katie? Because you're so unsafe playing tag. What do your kids play? I bet you don't even let them play, like, what was that, the feather pillow fighting. Somebody might get a feather in their face or something. I don't know. It's really up to him what he probably feels is best for his school, she said. As long as it's being monitored and people are safe, then I feel okay. You know, again, another person who doesn't think or doesn't believe or doesn't feel that their kid's having a bad moment, a hurt moment, is good for them. I think it is. I think while your kids are young and with you, because you can help them learn, well, maybe some of you, not so much, I think they need to fail. I think they need to get hurt. I think they need to fall off a swing. I think something needs to not turn out the way they want it, and then they have to go back and fix it. That's what I think. I think it makes them tougher kids and understand more. You know, what real life is about and how to deal with real life. The best time for them to take these hits, I think, is when they're with you, right? Because if they take them while they're with you, then you're there to hold them up. I didn't say coddle them. Right? Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying coddle them by any stretch of the imagination. But at least you can teach, train them how to move through, train them how to push through these situations. That's what I believe all this is about. I don't believe for a second it's allow them to get away with something. So I don't know. I have a different child rearing way of doing things, we'll say. I love this one. Let me see. Oh, this is a good one too. Emerson students. Oh, this stuff can't be real. Please tell me. You know what? I would love to find out these were all fake stories. Because then my faith in humanity would come back. Right now, I'm almost not there. But Emerson College now considers the term homosexual to be an offensive reference to gay or lesbian people, deeming only the latter two terms sufficiently inclusive. Now, according to a series of guidelines for inclusive language published on the Boston School's website, avoid the use of homosexual or homosexual relationship, and rather use gay or lesbian when describing people who are attracted to members of the same sex. The reference goes on to suggest dozens of other inclusive alternatives to popular terms, such as using artificial in place of man-made. You can't have man. That's uninclusive. Or use workforce instead of manpower. An entire section of the guide spells... See, if there is no man or woman, though, you guys confuse the crap out of me. Because if there is no man or woman, if there is no right or wrong when it comes to cisgen and gen this and gender and blah, 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 then why does the man part bother you so much? It doesn't exist. It's like you atheists, a freedom from religion freaks. Every time you hear something about God, you go out of your mind. But if God doesn't exist, why don't you just giggle and laugh at us and move on? Why does it bother you so much? An entire section of the guide spells out the best linguistic practices for discussing the disabled, noting that when referring to people with disabilities, students should emphasize the person first, and then the disability, such as the phrase, person with a disability, is used in place of a disabled person, or even handicapped person is not quite the way to go. The guide later vaguely prescribes the use of words with a negative connotation, such as stricken or victim, adding that the term reported should be used when discussing cases of sexual assault. We don't want to use the word accused, claimed, or alleged, because they portray bias or disbelief. You wonder why these people can't deal with anything. I mean, nothing. Look, bring them up. Teach them right and wrong. Teach them what's the right thing to do, the right thing to say, the right thing to deal with. And don't listen to these lunatics. Listen to this one. I'm Joe Senior, host of the Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.